CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Drivers in New York City will dodge a daily toll known as congestion pricing.
The metal toll sensors are already up all over New York City, but a fee starting at $15 to drive through Midtown Manhattan and below has been put on hold by Governor Kathy Hochul, citing a city still reeling from the pandemic.
While our recovery has been stronger and swifter than anyone imagined, it is by no means complete.
The fees were to start June 30th, even as lawsuits mounted. It was meant to raise billions of dollars for the subways and commuter rails and reduce pollution and congestion on the city's streets. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Ignition and liftoff of Starliner and Atlas V, carrying two American heroes.
Boeing finally got Starliner off the ground today in Florida.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. All the indications are that it was a perfect launch and asset, the Starliner reaching orbit in about 12 minutes. This was the first human flight for Starliner and for the Atlas V, whose early predecessors launched Mercury astronauts from John Glenn to Gordon Cooper in 1962 and 63.
A massive heat wave is already baking parts of the Southwest and West today, with temps in the triple digits in cities like Phoenix. Park Ranger Cody Huggins warns hikers to be extremely careful.
Things bake and cook. The heat just radiates off the asphalt here and all the dirt and rock.
Phoenix firefighters are also using ice immersions this year now to treat heat stroke victims. In Delaware, Hunter Biden's ex-wife has taken the stand to testify in his federal gun trial. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us his sister-in-law, who he also had a relationship with at the time of his illegal gun purchase, will also testify.
The prosecutors are beginning a drumbeat here as the afternoon began of women in relationships with Hunter Biden who will testify they knew, and he knew, he was addicted to drugs before buying that gun.
Hunter faces decades in prison if convicted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Israel is prepared for a very intense operation along a border with Gaza as thousands of ultra-nationalist Israelis march through Jerusalem today near the U.S. Embassy. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
In a statement, the embassy said the building and those inside were safe. Now, it has to be said that I've been to the U.S. Embassy, which is just north of Beirut, and it is in an extremely secured area. To get anywhere near its entrance, you must cross several checkpoints and security barriers.
Sean Diddy Combs no longer owns Revolt. He founded the media company back in 2013, but has sold off his stake as he faces sexual assault and trafficking allegations. He's denied wrongdoing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Ascension continues to work on restoring its computer networks after a ransomware attack. The prescription service is back online, but the electronic medical record system is still offline. A flood watch is in effect for the Fox River in Kenosha County. It'll run tomorrow morning through early Sunday morning. Metra is offering free rides on its trains to Chicago and points in between this weekend. They're celebrating 40 years of operation. Kenosha is the last stop on the line. Racine Lutheran High School head football coach Scott Smith is stepping down after leading the program since 1995. Offensive coordinator Jeff Krause is set to take over as the new head coach. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Green Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies, 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Guerrero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. Really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their three-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers all together. We make the perfect soundtrack for summer. Next game is coming up. First pitch at 3:10. Pre-game coming up just after 2:30 here on WRJN.
It's all right, but I'm back to the game. Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace. Her doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace. Come down in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And Racine's Festival Park and Laughs by the Lake comedy series presents comedian Johnny Beaner and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall this Friday night. And all this week, Don Rosen has a pair of tickets to give away each and every morning between 6 and 9. You can find out more and you can buy tickets at festivalpark.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Laughs by the Lake comedy series presents Johnny Beaner.
I'm at the gas station pumping gas. The guy, one pump over, looks over at me. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you're pretty tall." "Thank you." "You have brown hair."
To Festival Hall on Friday, June 7th, along with Sasha Rosser, Dana Ehrman, and MC Andrew Reining for a night of hilarious stand-up comedy. Laughs by the Lake comedy series presents Johnny Beaner. Tickets are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli, serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben and Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdelliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Have you checked out the Big Deals store yet? Full of great savings and all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you. Put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.